I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey guys, Mackenzie Fain here. We are here for the three-part reunion for Teen Mom 2. I'm Mackenzie Fain, like I said, and in the building, I have Mama Lee. Here, let me give you this, lady. Actually. Okay, guys, so we have clearly a lot to go over. We had three parts to this season, and it was just full of a lot. And if you guys watched the last one, which was this past week, we kind of just waited to lump them all together just because I felt like it would flow a lot better for everybody to kind of understand. And then it's like, all right, let's watch the reunion after show. So I'm gonna break it down like this as far as the part one, part two, and part three. I didn't want to go through like as far as or doing each specific person. It just got too messy, especially when like three of them were out at a time, and it just would have gotten interesting. So we start out with three of the girls on the couch, and there's, you know, Kale and Leah and Chelsea out there. And Dr. Drew kind of talks to Kale at first, and he's just like, if you would have went to jail, talking about the whole Hawaii trip, what would have happened with the kids? You know, you would have been no good. You know, and what did you think of that situation?
Of her going, you mean?
Yeah, like when she was like, I don't care, I'll go to jail. Like, it didn't make sense that she did that.
No, and it didn't make sense even more so when she said, well, they would have to go and stay with their dads, because that was really the whole thing. He wanted to, you know, have him there. So it just, the whole thing didn't make sense. But it was unfortunate that he wasn't letting him go.
Yeah.
So he should have. But he said afterwards, right? He was upset.
Yeah, and he was glad he went and everything. Another little tidbit we got is the whole Javi cheated on Lauren thing. Now Javi doesn't want to film. What'd you think of that?
Well, I thought, I mean, I get his point because, like she said, he always
gets in trouble.
But he gets in trouble when he's not being filmed anyway. Kale was so funny about the whole thing.
You know?
She's really funny to watch. You know?
She is.
I like her.
Because she's so real, and she really just going to like say whatever the heck she wants. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no hiding any type of emotion. She doesn't care about what anybody thinks or finds out.
Right. And even she goes, yeah, I'm not a good liar. Even when she tries to lie, she's funny. She's good.
And speaking of Javi getting in trouble, Chris and him almost fought, I guess, but now everybody's in therapy and everything's
not
good.
Together.
Yeah, not together, not a couple's therapy or anything, but, no status with Chris. They had a bad fight, I guess. She really wouldn't dive into that, which was interesting. Right now Chris is working on himself and he's going to therapy, but he hasn't seen Lux in a while, but it will be the right time when he does. I don't know. She just seems to have a lot of like
forgiveness and easygoing
with him for some reason.
Uh-huh.
Which is totally different from Joe and Javi. She has none of that with them, I feel like. So Brianna comes out. So that's why I didn't want to do it that way because it's so choppy. We just get all this information. So we'll kind of like go over the big key points and like and talk about what we thought of that stuff. Because I feel like it was easy to miss some of those big but like slipped in there kind of stuff. So Brianna comes out. She talks about how she just stopped loving John, right? When he comes back out, it's hard to like believe that fully.
Believe what?
That she just stopped loving him. I just feel like, did she not love him at all?
No.
What?
She did.
Okay. Well, all right. Let's wait till we get to there. She gives more slack to Lewis than Devoyne, and we knew that.
More slack to Lewis? Well, yeah, but not.
Gives him more slack, yeah.
Because she doesn't expect anything out of Lewis.
Yeah.
So she doesn't really even try. I don't think she. Yeah, it gives him more slack, I guess.
But then she gives this excuse of why he stays away. He stays away because he wants a family with her, and being around her reminds him of the fact that he can't have that. Like, that's a weird excuse to give to somebody that's literally, like, not in his kid's life for the past 2 years.
No, that's ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying. So he...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
She's like giving him an out, I feel like, on national television. It's so odd. We have Leah come out and she's talking to other people, and apparently so is Jeremy. I mean, this was like so heart-wrenching, I feel like. Leah says that she never sees or talks to Miranda or Remy, which is the girl, the twins' stepmom and their stepsister. And then there was this weird thing about Miranda. The girls didn't like Miranda, and they couldn't call Leah when they were at Corey's house, and this whole weird thing. And there was a lot of backlash online after that, because Corey took to Twitter and he was just pretty much bashing them, being like, this is completely false. You guys have no idea. They are ridiculous. Like, just saying, like, really.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep. So that was like so much drama, but I really don't think that Leah was trying to go in on them. It all seemed very truthful to me, because of how she was like dancing around it a little bit, but couldn't deny it.
Right. And also she like afterwards said it was all fixed, and you know, we all, you know, now they can, and we talked about it.
So yeah.
It seemed real.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what he got from it.
Jeremy wishes that he took Leah to dinner. Wishes he made up for that. He even says at one point, I want to be with her. He's, you know, quick to saying that he's not seeing anybody else. He's like, nope, you seen anybody else? Nope.
Yeah.
Okay. He's very defensive about Corey and Miranda. He just kind of goes off on like a tangent, saying like Leah can't drop the girls off with Miranda. She has to wait for Corey to be home. He doesn't go to any of Allie's appointments. And the only reason he did when she was sick was because they were going through that like custody battle at the time. So it made sense for him to go so he could look good. If they go to like a ball game, none of them talk. So like, what do you think of that dynamic?
I think that Jeremy has it right, and I think he's a really great guy, you know, and all he really cares about the twins.
Yeah.
Even though they're not his.
Yeah.
Like, just going, you know, knowing what Corey should do, you know, and is not doing, and him for being him, being upset about that.
He's like, it pisses me off.
That's so, you know, he's such a good guy and genuine about it, you know? Other than that, I think, I don't know what else to think about that situation.
Well, we'll probably come back to that, but we move on to Jade, who has this little segment at the end of part one, and we kind of find out, like, officially what drugs Sean has been doing. Like, I didn't know specifically what he was doing, but I guess it was heroin and meth is what he was on. So bad. How do you even come off that? I didn't even think you could.
Well, you can. People do. Just the statistics aren't.
Oh, okay. Because I just thought, like, once you do meth or, like, heroin, like, done. Like, that's it.
Pretty close, yeah. So.
I was, like, scared, like, crapless in high school, or, like, middle school and high school. They would always have, like, ex-drug addicts come in and be, like, just like say the craziest things, and I think that's why I was like, no. Maybe that on top of like parenting, but you know, whatever. So Sean has been living with her and they're focusing on Chloe. What do you think of that? Because it's like they go through this cycle. I really like Jade a lot. I have like honestly the utmost respect for her for some reason, and not for some reason, but because she really is like trying to do the right thing for this baby. And she's doing such a great job. And pulling herself out of
this big, huge mess.
Yeah.
That she has going on around her.
Yes. And everybody.
Her mother. Yep. Her baby daddy. She looked so pretty.
Jade.
Yes,
I know.
So pretty. She reminded me of like one of those 1930s pinup models.
So cute.
She really was. Yeah. She's very, you know,
put together.
Yeah, I think you know. You're right. She still has that side of her where the swearing or the, you know, I don't really know how to say it, but is the young part of her where she handles things. But you can see her even from the beginning of the show
to now,
you know, just bettering herself and being a better mother, and she's wise, you know. So
well, yeah. We'll talk about at the end the blow up fight that we all saw, and we'll talk more about Jade in that situation. But so another fact that we learned about Jade was her dad committed suicide when she was only 6 months old. So, you know, and she talks about having like daddy issues and stuff like that. She wants to support Sean because she thinks that, you know, her dad, if he had support, maybe he would have been mm-hmm. there. So she just doesn't want to be that out for him. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. well, I didn't have anybody to help. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Christy and Corey, so her mother and stepfather, come out, and they're angry with Jade that she didn't bail them out of jail, which is good. The dad's never been to jail since he was a teenager, but the mom has been in and out of jail a few mm-hmm. times. She thinks that going to meetings will trigger her drug use.
Mm, I've heard that.
But what do you think of that?
No, so she was having a really hard time.
Really hard time.
Yeah. Like, it's like somebody, say going on a diet and not wanting to get rid of everything from their house, you know, and just keeping it and thinking, I'll be able to not do it with my own mind power, but not really want to let it go all completely. It was the struggle that she had with Dr. Drew, not being able to do something, you know, not going to meetings. As far as the meetings go, I do know that they do talk about the drug use, and I've heard people say that it could trigger you.
But think about, this is my only disagreement with that, is that I feel like in those meetings, they're talking about it, right? They need to kind of like trigger you to make sure you can cope with the triggers, because mm-hmm. out in the real world, mm-hmm. it's not going to be all peaches and cream, especially where you live, who you're friends with, who you're like, you're going to run into absolutely. Situations. So like hiding from it doesn't make any sense.
No, absolutely not. You know, the meetings are there for a reason, and yeah. they work. I think she needs to really go away.
Yes.
Go to a facility and stay there for 90 days and really get better if she wants to. She thinks she could do this all on herself.
She doesn't think she has a problem. That's the problem.
You don't think?
No, I think she thinks she has a problem sometimes, but like, I'm good now. I work at a restaurant. I take care of my granddaughter. I've been doing good. I'm good, Dr. Drew. Like, she thinks she's good. Mm. No, you're... He's pretty much like, no, you're not, because you're not in a treatment.
Right.
You're not... You don't even have a plan.
Right.
You're good for maybe 5 minutes, but, like, in the long... No, you're not.
Oh, definitely not. She's not doing anything to help herself get out of the situation.
So that's kind of, like, where we conclude with part one. And, you know, another reason why it was, like, should we... We don't want to come do a show on just that, because there wasn't much mm-hmm. to do for that. So we start to get into part two here, and it's Kale and Leah sit down and they start talking about their Costa Rica trip and the Hawaii trip and everything. And, you know, to jump forward, I'm kind of going to just like throw in some news and gossip so we can do this a little bit of a different way this time. Mm-hmm. Watching them sit down next to each other, there is some stuff surfacing and circulating in the internet world right now with Kale and Leah having some issues, because Kale feels that Leah is part of this weird cult. I don't exactly, like, it wasn't very clear with the article that I read what the cult was, but in other words, this Leah tries to get these girls. I almost think of it as like when people sell hair products. Oh, come sell these, but it's like a class or like a clinic to be an assertive, powerful woman. Mm-hmm. It's like that. Mm-hmm. And you try to get all these women on board and they pay for these classes. And Kale just is like, this is a cult. This is like ruining people. You can't be a part of this. I can't believe you're doing this. So they're having like this tiff mm-hmm. right now. I don't know where it stands right at this moment, but okay. there's something going on between them. So it's just interesting to see them sit down because we know what happens like a couple weeks later.
Yeah.
So they sit down. Leah was surprised that Chris came to Hawaii, which I did actually forget about. And they just talk about how great he was with the kids.
I know.
Which was so cool to hear about. I'm glad that we got to hear that. He was so good with the girls and he wanted to take all the kids to the beach and he was so fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, to the point where the girls were asking
for him
to take them. So they must have had a good time.
Yeah, so funny. Yeah,
that's nice. So mm-hmm. it gave us a little bit of idea of what Kale sees in him,
yes.
maybe. So that, you know, we don't see anything.
No,
him.
Nothing.
Right, nothing. So, you know, at least we got a little bit insight into
yeah.
what she might like about him.
Kale admits that she definitely wants to have more kids. She wants a girl. She was like, if Leah has another baby, mm-hmm. and we could just swap kids, mm-hmm. which was really interesting for me to hear because I just didn't know if she wanted more kids.
I know.
I thought she was like good with being a boy mom.
Yeah, she wants a girl.
That's good. So Victoria, Leah's sister, we know she's pregnant with the baby from the baby. From Costa Rica? The baby from Costa Rica.
Yeah, Costa Rican baby.
Costa Rican baby. But the baby daddy is coming to America.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is just making me, like, have all the 90-day fiancé feels.
I know.
And Leah is sponsoring him. Mm-hmm. If you guys do not know about this and how big of a deal it actually is, like, you need to read up on it. But I'll tell you a little bit. So if you sponsor somebody to come over to America, even if the marriage doesn't work, you are financially responsible for that person for 10 years.
No.
Financially responsible for them for 10 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
That's really weird.
Yes. Because, think about it. They don't want just anybody coming into America if it's not, like, serious, real, like, mm-hmm. this is love. So think, like, if Dan was from another country and like we really had this like love, it's like you would have no problem doing that because it's like, no, they'll be together. Like, well, I don't know, it's still so hard, like who really knows?
How do I know if you're gonna be with this guy 10 years is a long time these days.
How long have you been married?
Oh, 25.
I'm 25. What is wrong with you?
26.
What are you trying to tell me, lady?
However old you are, I'm a year older. That's all.
I'm a year older than you.
I'm a day older.
You had me a year later.
Right.
So did you celebrate your year anniversary without me, or were you pregnant with me?
Oh, geez. Well, I was a year later.
Do you need time to think about this?
No, I don't think you were there.
Was I there?
You were in my belly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on from that. So Leah had made a connection with Adon, who's Royer's friend,
mm-hmm.
or cousin or something.
I thought it was a friend.
Okay, friend. Royer is the baby daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Victoria's baby daddy. And Leah didn't like the convo too much. Like, you could tell that, like, she was just uncomfortable about it and... But there was, like, some flirting. Like, I don't know. What kind of vibes did you get? It was, like, so awkward and all over the place.
Yeah. So I felt like when he was on screen.
Yeah.
I was watching her because I thought, like, when he said, you know, we're friends. And then we found out later they're dating. Didn't he say that?
No.
Oh, I thought he said, well, I'll keep on date. We'll keep on dating.
No, I don't think
that. Oh, okay. Well, that's what I thought. But anyway, no, that's what I had the feeling. Like, there was more to it than friends, and she was thinking, what he's saying doesn't match how I'm feeling. That's kind of what I was getting. But I just thought she was listening, you know. That's the only thing I thought. I didn't think anything bigger. I mean, she said sweet about something he said, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we move on to John, where he's out on the couch with Brianna, and he comes out, gives her a hug.
Well, first she's tearing up. Well, and we don't know why.
Yes. And then they show this like really intense hug.
Yeah. Really cute. Playful.
Yes. He gives her this really nice hug. They haven't seen each other in a month. Apparently we find out she tried to get back together with him and he said no, which like rightfully so. You blindsided the crap out of him and why would he want to like do that again? And she kind of like said it in a way like, well, like pretty much like I gave him a shot and he didn't like he didn't even want that. So why would I want to be with him kind of?
So you can tell the kind of person Brianna is by watching this. She's the kind of person that she will hurt you first.
Yeah.
Before you can truly hurt her. So she was feeling something before she wrote that text to him on the last episode, on the finale, right?
Yeah.
That was the finale. So you could see she puts up walls and she's gonna say, I don't wanna be with you first. So she was feeling something from him that wasn't working. He wasn't putting in enough and so she sent that out thinking he's going to fight for her now. This is what she's going to do. She's going to throw this big bomb at him and he's going to do what make her feel like he really does want her. And that's
what
she needs.
That's just not how it works.
It's not, but this is a true thing.
People, yeah.
Absolutely. And Dr. Drew said, you just keep on putting up walls and keep on putting up walls. But my gosh, she was staring at him like she loved him. She was crying. She does have feelings, but she's not going to be the one that's going to get hurt. She will hurt you first, and you really have to prove it.
I mean, look at her track record. She's been pummeled into the ground.
So I get it. I get it, you know?
I mean, she says she's not in love with him, but she loves him.
Just another way of her
deflecting,
not getting too deep in there, not putting herself so far out there that he can hurt her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just throwing that little, I'm not.
That's
in
so
love
interesting.
With him.
I do see that though.
Yeah. You know, I really felt bad and I wished watching it because they do love each other, you know, and I feel like there might be hope for them in the future, you know, and he's such a really great guy and he's smart and he stood there and he said, you know, I wasn't going to get back into that. The way that it was, I wasn't going to come back. It wasn't good. It was a mess, you know? And her saying, oh my God, I just feel so bad for the whole situation because they're both strong, you know, people, and they both don't want to get hurt. And he needed to be a lot more giving and a lot more for her to be happy with everything. He wasn't going to give it. He's still a strong kind of guy.
Yeah.
You know, it's so, I don't know. It's so
but
much.
Then I think, like, he's so smart in the sense, like, he knows there's babies involved and, like, moving across the. So he's like, why am I going to, that's a lot for me to change. Like, I need to be 100% and this girl's flip-floppy over here. Like, don't know what the hell she's going to say next.
They could go to therapy. I mean, they do have a love for each other. She was just loving him through her eyes, you know. And then when you know, Dr. Drew, I think it, or
Nessa
said, you know, look at the way you're looking at him.
Yeah.
Did you love him? And she looked over and she was, you know, that just by that little smile of doing the shake in the head instead of going, yes, of course, it's her protecting herself.
Yeah.
Protecting herself. And I get it.
She even says, like, she's like, I wanted him to fight for me and he didn't. Like, absolutely. It's like she gives and then takes away. But he didn't. So that's his fault. So, like, I'm good.
Yeah.
You know? He said, it was so funny. He, like, said that he had allergies. That's why he cried.
Oh, he was so funny. He was so cute. I wish they would make it work.
I know. The last time they were together, they did sleep together and he left and he didn't say I love you back. Why is he going to say I love you back?
Yeah, but so think about it through her eyes. Like, just think about it through her feelings. She's tough. She's protective of her heart. And so they do this, and she says, I love you. and he can't. He can't because he's so hurt, and he knows it's the end of it or whatever, yeah. You know. So he can't. He's not understanding that she needs that, and she's not understanding that
he can't give that.
He not because he doesn't want to.
No,
because he's so hurt about
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's almost like they're going towards each other and missing each other, like, just slightly every time.
Yeah, they need therapy because I think it could work. I think they do have a very, you know, a love and a strong compassion, love, feeling, you know, for each other. It could work. She has so many blocks up. And he's, you know, he's a guy. And
yeah.
It's hard.
So Devoyne and Brittany come out, and they just still continuously call him Devon.
Yeah. They don't care.
They don't care, which is just interesting.
He doesn't care.
No.
He would have straightened it out a long time ago. He doesn't care.
Yeah, okay.
So it's all good.
Okay. So Devoyne is not around much. He knows that her family has it, and he doesn't have to try. That's what, like, she thinks. That's her whole thing, which I totally get.
I do too.
Oh, she's good. She'll get a bath tonight. She'll be fed. Mm-hmm. She'll be go to school tomorrow. Like, yeah. I don't know what it's going to take for him to just, like, really be a dad. Or is he just never going to get there?
Well, I think he is. He needs to grow up more. But he says when he gets his car, it's going to be better. There is something, you know, I mean, they did point out his good qualities. But Brianna's tough. I mean,
yeah.
She's tough when she said, you know, that's why I don't like him. That's why I don't like him, because he knows we're there for her. And it's so true.
Yeah.
But isn't that, like, a given that you're there for your kid? He's not doing what's right, but he's doing better than all...
Than Lewis.
I was going to say all of them. I always think Brianna has more than two kids.
I know. Me too. Actually, now that you say that, I always do too.
I'm always like, wait a minute, what's that other one's name? Oh, she doesn't have another one. I literally always think she has another kid. Yeah, you know, and I think they have a lot. They do like Devoyne, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, like, Stella has a relationship with Devoyne.
Right?
And, the thing that was just made me, like, teary-eyed was he treats her like Nova.
Yeah.
If he brings Nova a gift, he brings Stella something. Like, he really is a great, like, father. Like, he really has it in him.
Yeah, he does. He's just not doing enough. Like, even when Brianna said, you know, I look on her phone and her watch. So, obviously, it's an iWatch that I don't have, but still, her daughter.
iPad.
No, she said iWatch, too.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. Well, she said her watch and her iPad. So I'm thinking.
What do you think about Roxanne coming on and saying she's never going to give up on Lewis? And Brittany being like, I don't know Lewis that well. Like, they just have nothing bad to say about Lewis. It's
they
so
said
bizarre.
He needs help. He needs therapy.
Yeah.
He's depressed and, well, and he obviously needs money and a job. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're very, as hard as Brianna is.
They're very forgiving.
She's very forgiving with these fathers, which so they're
weird.
Really lucky.
Yeah.
They're really lucky that she gives them so many chances and offers so much up. Because I always thought, you know, it's really not good to have a parent in and out, in and out. I'd rather have them not in at all than, you know, here and there sporadically.
Yeah.
But she has that way, you know. She'll take any she can get.
But she does
but she's
talk.
All over Devoyne.
Devoyne.
All right. Devon and Devoyne. Devoyne. That's my new neighbor.
Let's just call him like D or something. I can't even do this whole loin factor of it all.
That's funny.
What is it called?
But
pork
he's still
loin.
Stuck up for her, you know, when they were.
I really don't mind him. Like,
I know. He needs to step it up. How can you not text your daughter or talk to her every day?
I know.
Every single day. So, you don't need a car to do that.
So weird. Yes, so
See,
weird.
I don't care how busy you are. You're going to bed. You have to eat. You
15
have
minutes. Eat dinner with her on FaceTime.
Right.
15 minutes.
Yeah.
While she's brushing your teeth. I hope you had a great day at school. Make sure you're doing this. She's like, it's not that
no,
hard.
It's not. Even a good morning. I love you. Have a great day at school.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the heck. So we move on to Jade. So her grandmother is on, and she kind of says that she's grown up a lot and she's super proud of Jade, which is so true. We all say it. And her grandmother loves Sean.
Yeah.
Loves Sean. Everybody really loves him, which, like, I do too. I think it is the drugs that pull him away.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So Christy's working at the restaurant. And so has Sean, and Christy, you know, gets defensive. We start seeing this like defensive side of her when Dr. Drew starts talking about the treatment, like we were talking about earlier. He says, you know, you need some type of therapy, just some type of outlet. And he's just like, she just like flipped. Oh, do you want to talk a little bit about like that scene? Do you know, like, do you have any input? I mean, it was pretty black and white, but like,
yeah, I think, you know, she's the kind of person that. That I think Dr. Drew even said just crumbles.
Yeah, under the pressure.
At hearing her flaws faults and reliving it and what other... She'd rather just block that out, you know? So, which you can't get better anyway if you're going to do that. If you don't want to even talk about
hear it,
let's just move. Everybody's supposed to just move on.
Because you have to own up to recognize
right,
what.
Right. And apologize and go back and feel what you've done to people. So she's not even close to
that.
Being
anywhere.
She's just going to crumble under that. Nobody needs to say anything bad about her. Or she's going to punch her daughter in the face.
Well, that's another thing I was literally going to say. She goes, I'm her mother and I will knock her ass out. Like,
okay.
What did Jade even do?
Right.
What did she even say? Nothing.
No, she was just saying, you know.
She was defending Dr. She's like, no, he's not saying that you need to do this. He's just saying you need some type of outlet. That could be yoga. That could be meditation.
Yeah, and she was really being insightful about, like, you're feeling bad about yourself because you know what you did was wrong, but you don't want to. She was saying all of that. She was, remember when Dr. Phil was like, you know,
Dr.
Right,
Drew.
Oh, God, I always do that. Was like, you know, all right, shh, God, you know, because he could see that her mom was going to be done.
Yeah.
She could not take it. So, yeah, I wonder what's going on with her today. I don't feel like.
Good, no.
No, I feel like it's good.
So Sean kind of consoles her in the back as she goes off screaming, just so upset. And he goes over and helps her, like, just shows what kind of guy he is. Like, he really is a good guy. And then so he comes out and we kind of talk a little bit about the drugs and the condoms and the trash and the paraphernalia and when they had that breakup. And he kind of just says, that was my way of trying to get rid of Jade. And when he said that, it was like, oh, crushed.
I know.
Because, like, did he have sex with somebody else?
No, I think what he was trying to say was I...
Set it up?
I thought that's what he was saying.
I made it seem like that was, like, me sleeping around doing this stuff.
Maybe.
Was me trying to get rid of her. Like, me trying to move on.
Must have been. Because I was like, even when he said it, I was like, liar. So, I think your way.
Yeah, you were thinking that, underneath
just,
it all.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe just threw a condom in there, like, and then she'll come home and think it and then leave. But no, that doesn't.
But I think she had moved out at that point. I don't even know, but it was weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, Christy comes back in and it's butterflies and rainbows and we're just complimenting the crap out of her.
Oh, it was so gross.
I hated it. So dumb. You aren't the mistakes you made and blah, blah, blah.
Like, you're a wonderful mother. You've been wonderful. You're funny and smart.
Like,
and everybody loves you. You're a drug addict. Face up to it. You made a lot of mistakes. You put your daughter through hell.
Yeah.
And you're going to punch her in the face because you feel this way. You're wrong. Run off the stage crying. I don't care. Go get help.
Yeah.
Like, ew.
No. It's you're just feeding into somebody's, like, flaws. I don't even know. It's just crazy. Like, why enable somebody like that?
Yeah. Because they wanted the show to keep going, maybe, or they didn't want it to run off. It was just terrible. And the fact that she was okay with that and was like, you know, stay in there. Because that's the only way... We can't talk about the realness of who you are. We have to just talk about all the other stuff about you.
It was so stupid. I was like, okay, this is pointless and dumb.
It really was. I did get when she said, I don't want you, on stage telling me what my problems are. I forget what she say, evaluating me on stage or, you know.
But he wasn't even. He was just saying, what are you doing to get, like, what are you doing for an outlet?
Right.
You know, and she was like, nothing. And he was like, you know, you probably should have, you know, you got to have something. You got to have something. And she just flipped.
Yeah.
It's because she knows she's wrong.
Oh, it's because she's not ready to let go of this drug.
Yeah.
She probably left and went on it because of all the, because she has no outlet, because she has no one to run to. She has no sponsor. So what is going to keep her from going again?
Nothing.
I'm a good grandmother. I'm a good mother. She said, wait a minute. What? You hadn't seen your grandkid. Then when you did, you didn't, you know,
You pretty much kidnapped her.
Right. The mom didn't know
where that's dramatic, but, like, it is, because the mom didn't know where she was.
Exactly. How is that good? I don't get how that's good in your life.
Screaming at your kid that you're going to kick her in the face, her in the face, come bail me out of jail, and then screaming at her because, like...
Those are not good mother qualities.
Maybe you need a parenting class.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I didn't, that wasn't good.
We're both like, our heads are just on the table. I can't talk about this anymore. My brain hurts. Just switch back and forth between the two of us. So then little old Chelsea's little segment comes at the last minute of part two. We didn't even see her in part one or really at all in part two. Cole comes out. And they're just like, oh, yeah, he's not really comfortable on stage still. And we all laugh about it. Uh-huh. And then it ends.
She was so cute.
She is so cute.
No, but there was a lot going on with her.
Yeah, well, in the next part.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
In part three. There was, like, nothing in part one. Okay. So we move on to part three, and we start the episode with her.
Okay.
So Cole comes out, and... Dr. Drew says, did you hear all the great things that Chelsea was just saying about you? Because he asked, you know, about Cole. And she's like, I literally can't even tell you about one bad bone in his body. Like, there's nothing bad about it. Just says all these great things about him. He goes, yeah, I was almost crying backstage.
He's so cute. It's so funny. I don't know if I would want my husband to almost cry backstage, but he's awesome.
But when he heard what Chelsea was saying about him, and then, you know, they start talking about the anxiety, which was really cool because you can just see, like, a perfect, great little family has everything together, mm-hmm. and the mom has anxiety. Like, it's so real. Anybody can have mm-hmm. it. Everybody can. Like, it's, you know, and it was really cool. He knows how to avoid Chelsea's anxiety. He knows, like, what he really, I feel like, learns and studies what triggers her, what not to do, and all those.
I don't think anxiety has a trigger. I think what he was saying was in everything that he can fix in her life, this he can't.
Yeah.
He tries his best to remind her how great, you know, little things, but it isn't something that he can fix. And I don't think there is triggers to it. Did they say there was?
No.
I didn't.
Maybe not that. Triggers, but it was, he knows what to avoid, how to avoid her thing, and one of the things that he says, he, like, deters the, I thought, trigger, would be he'd be like, all right, bring your friend along with you. Let's go. Yeah. Bring your anxiety. Come on. Like,
yes.
He kind of, like, knows how to, like, work around it.
Yeah,
or something.
Definitely. I mean, he would definitely be a good guy to have anxiety around because he doesn't fight back at you, you know. He takes the brunt of the storm and lets you just kind of go through it. But, yeah, I thought she came a long way. She did seem really super happy and outgoing, you know, upbeat. And
well, Dr. Dreven said at one point, he's like, I've never seen you so animated. Mm-hmm. And that's so true. She's not. Ever.
Right.
And she was very bubbly and happy. Yeah. And it was really cool to see Caitlin and Tyler join because they have that anxiety. Caitlin has anxiety. Tyler has to deal with it. So they do have a lot in common in their relationship. So it's really cool to see, you know, they talk about going to a psychiatrist and getting on the right medications, and genetic testing can help you get on the right medication. So they really gave a lot of good stuff.
I thought that was amazing, hearing that there's new genetic testing to find out what medication. Do you know, people try medication so often, like one after the other, and you have to first find out the effects of it and wait a couple of weeks and then get it out of your system. And I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And I also think, like, wow, we really heard a lot about her anxiety, about how bad it was.
Yeah.
She went to the hospital. I mean, we knew she went to the hospital, but
she couldn't be alone with her kids. She didn't, like,
so bad. It's crippling, and I felt for her, and I do feel for her. I'm glad she got a hold of it.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. She said that she hasn't had an anxiety attack.
Well, also, this girl that she connected with, Daisy, in the audience last year, said she hasn't had an anxiety attack in, like, 6 years. And she kind of connected with Daisy, and she and Cole made her a wood gift.
About your gray, I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of that.
I just didn't know that a person like that godly walks on the earth.
Oh, he's just... He is perfect. And you know, when Dr. Drew, not Dr. Phil, because he wasn't there, but Dr. Drew said, is anything about Cole that, or something, and she goes, are you kidding?
Do you know him?
Yeah, he's perfect. You know, because we always all wonder, like, this got to be behind scenes, like they fight or whatever, but she was just as like, no, he's perfect.
And you can tell that it's not like she's hiding anything either.
Why would you? My God. You wouldn't say a guy's perfect if they're not. That would be gross.
Yeah.
And you'd have to go home and, like, hate yourself for saying that.
And then be very, like, cautious of if anybody sees or hears him, like, being crazy.
I know, but, like, you know, you wouldn't hear me saying, oh, Daddy's perfect. Like, because then I'd have to go home and he'd go, you said I was perfect.
Yeah.
Remember when you said that? I'd be like, ew.
Ew, Dan would say that too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So, no, I wouldn't want to deal with that part.
No
way.
Although, like, I will say, I was with my friends this weekend, and we were all, like, kind of going around weirdly and just being like, what do you like about your significant other? And, like, so quickly I thought of, like, three things that I love about Dan, and then it did take me longer to think of what I didn't like. But there was a list for that side of it.
Yeah. So. Yeah, imagine saying in front of what he would be able to see, like you saying, he's perfect.
He's an angel.
Oh, my God.
So they wouldn't change anything ever.
That would be the life. That would be the death of you at home.
I know.
I don't have to do those dishes. I'm perfect.
Well, somebody told me I yell at him all the time the other day, and now that's all he says to me is I yell at him. He literally says to me, I'll be like, Dan, why? Come on. Why did you stop yelling at me? You yell at me all the time. Why do you yell at me so much?
He's such a troublemaker.
Like, okay. So Cheyenne comes on video chat. Now, she's from OG. They just started weirdly doing weird stuff at the end of this. Let me know in the comments what you guys thought
that
of this,
was horrible.
But it was so odd what they started doing. Okay. Cheyenne comes on. She talks about, you know, Taylor having the baby with Corey. And now another news and gossip that I'm going to add in here. Do you know that she actually was pregnant with twins and she lost one? So now she's only having one baby. Yeah. And they're doing the gender reveal soon. They know what it is, and they're doing, like, a gender reveal soon. So we'll find out what the baby is. But yeah, she did lose a baby. Yeah. And then I was crying laughing when Cheyenne starts telling us how Ryder has a British accent from the show Peppa Pig.
Oh, my God. That's
Mommy,
so
Taylor's
cute.
Having a baby. I can still picture that because I babysat kids that years ago that watched Peppa Pig, and they'd be like, Gwen, where you going? And I'd be like, what the?
That's so funny.
All right. So Jade and Kale come out, and Kale wasn't too excited for Jade to come on the show. But we end up finding out that it was more of just like, you know, there's been so much drama with adding people. So she was just like over it, but they kind of like don't have any issues. Those two, you could see having issues. But I'm glad that they don't.
Yes.
Those are ones that are like, it's good for them to be on the same team, please. Yeah. So then they bring out young and pregnant girls, stars.
I shut the TV off at this time. It got so crazy.
Well, so, like, I do cover the after show for Young and Pregnant. And so this is really crazy. So I will kind of, like, talk a little bit about them, obviously, because they're on it. But We find out that when they all found out that Jade was transferring, and I think that's why they had it on, now that I think of it, because all this drama surfaced around the fact that Jade transferred to Teen Mom 2, mm-hmm. from yeah, Young
I
and
did
Pregnant.
Get that.
So, you know, they're all sitting there, and Ashley has no feelings about Jade and the moving. Everybody thought it was good. Then Ashley, I have no feelings about it. It was between Ashley and Jade. She goes, it was between me and Jade going on to 2. And I said no because I wanted to stay with my YP girls. Mm-hmm. And she had, you know, and she declined. And then all of a sudden it went for, you know what? Let's cut the shit and let's be real right now. And she just got fired up. Jade leaves. Kayla gets upset with her. Now, Kayla just had a baby at this point.
Oh, okay.
So, Ashley just freaks out to the point where she loses her voice. Huh. And it sucks because, you know, I said so many great things about Ashley this season on Young and Pregnant, and I thought she really was a good one. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, you look crazy. How is this overtaking your life right. so much to the point right. where you're making a big-ass fool of yourself on national television?
But I did read a lot of comments that was saying that Ashley, even though the way she went about it wasn't wrong, but she was right in about what she was saying. I don't follow that show, so I can't
But
comment.
Like, what?
What is that?
What was so right about what she was saying? I don't... She was crying that none of them reached out to
right.
her. Okay, big and whoop. How long have you been friends? Like, you don't even live in the same state. What does it matter? You guys don't need to have this. They're not obligated
yeah,
to have this
said,
big friendship with you guys.
I reach out to them. I reach out to them all the time.
But then one of the girls on the show said, you didn't say anything to me about, like, or, like, they were kind of, like, calling her out, like, that's a lie. And second of all, they're not obligated to.
Right.
You're on the same show. You're coworkers.
Right. So why not talk to them on private? You know,
that's what I don't get.
Yeah.
And she just made herself like such a fool. Oh. I was a fan of her. I was like, she's breaking up with her baby daddy because she wants to get on the right path. Like, she reminded me a lot of Jade. And I can see why it was between the two of them. Do I think that she declined? No. There's no reason that you would stay on one show over the other. There's just no reason. You know, she's going to school. She's doing a great job as a mom. And then she goes off and just makes a fool of herself.
Yeah.
Like, you look so dumb.
I'm so glad Jake got out of there.
I know. That's another thing like, I was going to bring up. It just proves, like, what... Yeah. Mm. So Ashley, you know, is crying in the backstage. It's like, oh, you can be all big and bad, you big bad wolf. And then mm-hmm. you can go cry off on stage because you can't handle it anymore because mm-hmm. you're, like, wrong. Completely
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah.
So, you know, she talks about how she was publicly cheated on and all that stuff. And Ashley comes back out and they still fight. And she's just like, yeah, we can be all great. Like, just so. Oh, I was literally puking.
Yeah, I'm like, what is going on with the show right
and,
now?
And that's another thing. Why I just don't, like, I get why they did it, but I think they could have brought Jade to the Teen Mom Young and Pregnant reunion because people would understand that. You Teen Mom 2 people that don't know about the Young and Pregnants are like, what is going on? I don't even know how this is relevant, and this is
yeah.
wasting my time, almost.
I literally thought maybe I went into another show.
Yeah, that was not a good call on their part. Maybe they wanted the juice because it was so fresh, and they were like, let's bring these girls. This is going to be good TV, which it was.
Yeah, but they did OG too. Like, they brought all,
yeah, it
everybody
was so
in.
Weird. And, like, bringing, I mean, maybe that makes a little bit of sense just because they're promoting the show. It's going to be starting January 6th, OG. Mm-hmm. So that makes a little bit more sense to me. And the way they brought them in was, like, Cheyenne updating them about
yeah.
what they're going to see on the show. And you're going to see Taylor being pregnant and me and Matt breaking up and
yeah,
all that stuff. But, yeah, I don't know. So then the kids come out mm-hmm. and... what do you think about the kids?
Oh, they were so cute. Addie was a little bit abrasive, more than I thought she would be, you know.
I mean,
they were all really cute, though.
Isaac wants to be a paleontologist.
So cute. And then what, they wanted to do a dance?
They wanted to floss on stage.
Floss, they did. Yeah.
And then Addie gives everybody a high five in the audience.
Did she?
So oh, my funny. God. But yeah, that kind of like wrapped it all up, which was just a lot of like weird facts thrown at you and then like a whole different show intertwined.
It was good.
It was good.
It was definitely entertaining, and it was, you know, I got a lot of good information.
Yes.
I feel like I definitely was filled in. I think another reunion, I didn't feel very satisfied with what I had gotten, but all three of these shows
were jam-packed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They definitely.
So it does kind of lead me to talk about the fact that obviously Teen Mom OG is coming, and we will be filming that, the after shows for that, and that's going to be January 6th. Starting, and I'll be filming that in the East or the West Coast studio for the first couple episodes, and then we'll take it back over here. But we always say how much we love OG mm-hmm. Better. Like mm-hmm. Every episode is just, I can't wait to see Nova. I can't wait to see her talk and hear her talk. That's I just want her to have her own show.
Oh, she's so cute.
So cute.
Just watching her Instagram, you know, little posts are so cute.
Oh my God, her voice is so cute. So funny. So that'll be really exciting, guys. And yeah, so we'll pick back up. Keep us, you know, in your corner. Whatever you want to keep us in, on YouTube.
Take it.
We'll take it. Like, subscribe, check out our other YouTube podcasts and, you know, everything on Apple Podcasts to YouTube. We're on pretty much everywhere. So definitely check out Teen Mom Young and Pregnant. I will be doing the last couple episodes and the reunion of that show. And then we'll pick up with Teen Mom OG, the latest episode that's starting next year. Christmas is right around the corner, guys. A couple more days. Thank you so much for joining us. You can find me on Instagram at Mackenzie Fain. Mom, your head is in the camera. The side of the camera. Where can we find you, Mommily?
On Instagram at Lee Fain.
All righty, guys. Thank you so much. Have a happy holiday. A great new year, and we will see you next year.
Ooh. Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.